Welcome to the Breakthrough Woman Podcast. Experience the speed of grace in your relationships, money, and quality of life with your breakthrough catalyst and spiritual counselor, Valerie Grace, with host Andrea.
Hey, you're listening to City Radio Online, here to connect. This is Breakthrough Women Experiencing the Speed of Grace. I'm Andrea, and with me in the studio, our breakthrough catalyst is Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Andrea. Hi, listener.
Welcome to the studio again.
My pleasure to always be here.
We've been so blessed by your sharing the past few episodes. So today we have a new question.
Okay.
This person says, I can't seem to hold a job for more than 2 years. Mm-hmm. I tried so many different kinds of work. I feel like I'm not good at anything that I do. How am I supposed to build a long-term career and stability in my finances?
Okay, so I would like to invite this listener to recall and take an inventory on all the jobs she or he has taken up. What's the common problem in every job? What's the last straw for them? When just before they decided, you know, I'm going to quit. What's the reason? What's the reason, and is there a pattern in the reason? For some people, it could be they seem to keep on being under the leadership of very aggressive, overbearing bosses. They think that, why do I keep meeting such bosses, you know? Or it could be, why am I always so bored with my work? You know, I feel I don't deserve this job. There are people who come to me and say that, you know what, I actually feel overpaid for my work.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, because, and they feel bad. Okay. They feel bad. I have a client who, when she first came on the program with me, she said, I feel so useless in this company. This company is so good. You know, this MNC. And she says that I like to hide behind my laptop. And because sometimes I have nothing to do. And I feel really bad every time I take my salary. And it kind of feels demoralizing that even when they have opportunities to break through that, like they are given new projects and all, they will somehow find ways to sabotage themselves to prove what they believe. And that is, I don't deserve this.
Okay.
And it creates a vicious cycle. Even though their leaders, their bosses can be really great people, patient, nurturing. But if you have a belief program that is sabotaging you, you can be in the best company, with the best job, with a great salary, the best bosses, but you're going to find a way to sabotage yourself.
Yeah.
So really, instead of looking for the next best job, which you know that you may end up the same with the same story, like 2 years later you're going to quit. Let's not look for the next best job. Let's look within and ask yourself, maybe what's the last straw for me all the time when I say I want to quit? And then let's also backtrack a little bit. What's your state of mind? What's going on for you when you take up a new job? Are you taking it up because you got no choice? You feel like you got no choice? Are you taking it up because it's just random for you and you just need to feed yourself? You know, like, I just need money, like this. Then it tells you a lot why you keep quitting. Actually, the person who asked this question, you know best what's the common denominator all the time. And that common denominator can only be found within you. Until you address that, you're going to keep on finding yourself in that circumstance. If you really want to break through, you have to first break through with yourself. Yes. And for that lady I mentioned, the one who felt that she's overpaid, you know, it was a lot of deep set issues about her belief programs, about herself, that she's slow, she's not that smart. You know, these belief programs actually come from way back, primary school, secondary school, because somebody said something, a teacher said something, and it just sticks to them. And if these things stick to you, like, for example, you say the person who asked this question, I don't feel like I'm good with anything.
Yeah.
Maybe I can invite you to consider, to go back to your memory bank and ask yourself, who has said that to you before? You're not good in anything like that. And is that resolved? Resolved meaning, do you still feel hurt by it? Do you still feel angry by it? Annoyed by it? Where is this person in your life right now? You know, because really, it traces back to these things when we were little. And if it sticks to us, it becomes our reality. Even though those people are no longer in your life, nobody's telling you they are not good with anything. You are the one who keeps telling yourself you're not good with anything. And if that is your belief program, then you can never get a job that you love, because you just believe you're not good with anything. So deal with yourself first.
But what if this person cannot hold his or her job because he was or she was dismissed by the company, not because they themselves decided to leave?
Okay. It could then also, what is the pattern here? Why are you dismissed? You know, time to look within again also, to reflect. What is it that, you know, you couldn't do? What is it that made your boss fire you? Sometimes there are scenarios for sure. It seems as though it's very unfair. Like you don't have favor. You know, you don't have favor. And it's also a reason why you don't have favor. Although I can't answer exactly why. But you want to ask yourself, what's the common thing that keeps happening to that gets you to a point where what, people don't like you? There are people who come to me too to say that it always seems like people don't like me in every company. It feels as though it's a curse. Like some people would say that. It feels as though it's like a curse. Like I'm always the outcast one. I'm always the sought out. And it feels even more disempowering and demoralizing when they say that I'm a Christian. Or I believe in God. But why is this happening to me? Why don't I have the favor? You know? And if you really want to break through this, are you willing to look within? And I really would suggest for you to speak to somebody you respect, somebody you trust, and ask, how, what do you think I should change, if there's any? What is it I can't see for myself?
That's right.
You know, if you're ready for really honest yet nurturing feedback, you can ask and people will help you. Sometimes we don't know because we don't ask. Sometimes we don't know better. You know, things that we do and we think that it's normal or we think that it's alright. When perhaps it could be offensive or, you know, we don't know. So this is the power of mentorship. You know, having people who are more experienced, people who are wiser than you, more experienced than you in your circle. You know, and it can be very fast. You can break through very fast. Like when you are willing and open for somebody to guide you. When you're willing to learn from someone. For example, what do you really want then? The person will ask this question. What kind of job, you know, lights up your eyes? What kind of work makes you forget time? What is it? And then what's next? Instead of jumping the gun and jumping into like applying for the job, why don't you seek out people who are in the job that you love, who are doing what you love? Why don't you knock on their doors? Why don't you contact them? Why don't you email them? Or why don't you read up about them? and find out what kind of people are they, what are they like, what's their character, how do they look at life, and you learn, you know.
Yeah,
instead of trying to do it yourself and struggle with yourself in that vicious cycle.
Yeah. Wow. I think that is really important to have someone in our life that we can trust and that we can go to really speak the truth to us in a loving way.
Yes.
And that person can really help us to see things that we ourselves can't see.
Yes.
And just by being able to see that is like, wow, an illumination, and suddenly we know what are some of the things in our lives that we need to work on.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really important. Mentorship. I just want to share my personal experience also. There was a point in my life after I had children and I was looking for work. And I was just asking myself, why can't I just settle for a 9-to-5 job, a 9-to-6 job, office work, you know, every month I'll get a stable income. And I realized that it was because my mind was not aligned towards that. My inner self wanted to be there for my children.
Yeah.
And so it's like two different things, you know. My inner self wants to be there for my children, and yet on the outside it's like, I just need to get a 9-to-6 job. The logical self, just every month get a stable income. What's so difficult? Why can't I find that kind of job? Even though I did send in my resume and all that. So I believe also that it was God directing me and guiding me, and that was when I found my purpose. My purpose in this season of my life is to be the primary caretaker for my children, and not to be out there just earning a monthly income. And so then I decided to change my work arrangements to be a freelancer. And now I get to spend time with my kids, pick them up from school, be there for them after school, and also I get to do the work that I love.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
So I'm really very thankful to God for leading me in this direction. I mean, I don't know what 10 years down the road may look like for me, whether I will finally get a 9-to-6 job. I don't know. But for now, I believe that this is what I'm meant to do. And I also feel assured in that, because this is where I find my purpose.
Yeah.
My purpose is now to be there for my children.
Yes, and only you know it, right? Only you know, you find the peace in that decision, and you stay true to it, and God will provide you a way.
And before this, the previous job that I was doing, I also found my purpose in that, and that's why it was something that I loved.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think in whatever we do, if we can find our purpose in it, we can go on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easy, right?
It's easier. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no matter what life or what job throws at us, when we find purpose and meaning in what we are doing, it's easier to get through it and to find joy in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that joy gives you the strength, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yes. And only you, the person who asked this question, knows what's your inner calling? Like, what do you really, really love actually to do? What do you like to do, maybe?
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you, Andrea, for sharing.
It's my pleasure. I hope today's episode has been helpful to all those of you who are trying to find purpose in your life, trying to find purpose in your work. I hope today has been a blessing for you.
Mm.
So thank you, Valerie. Follow Valerie on Instagram at Speed of Grace and also visit her website at speedofgrace.com.
This episode is brought to you by the Breakthrough Woman Program with your breakthrough catalyst and spiritual counselor, Valerie Grace. Has anyone told you it's impossible? It'll take years. Don't believe them because they've never done it. But Valerie and her clients have. You too can experience the speed of grace in your relationships, money, and career within months, not years. Take action and break through at www.speedofgrace.com today.